Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this beautiful day. The band played Count Your Blessings, name them one by one. I believe we are blessed to be here this morning. Getting ready to come here this morning, a chorus that as a child I heard too many times, I think, in Newfoundland. It is good to be here. Thy perfect love drives away fear. Well, it's driving away a little bit of fear. I keep looking at people saying, is it warm here? I don't know why, but I just pray this morning as we enter in that you've come to worship and that you don't see Karen and I, but you see the Lord. Major Don is still on vacation. He will be back next week. So may God bless you as we enter in today.
Good morning. I'm not quite like Jamie. I could wear a sweater all summer, so I'm good. But as we enter into worship this morning, there's a responsive call to worship, and it should be on the screen. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Jesus said, I have come into this world as light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
If you claim to have fellowship with him, and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth.
Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Let us walk together and shine in this world of darkness. Shine in our lives, Lord, as light and our salvation. Enter into this, your house of worship, and let us praise the Lord. And as we continue to praise the Lord, we will be singing Jesus is my light and song. We are singing... Apparently, I've been told that we're going to stand for this too, so I encourage you to stand. We will be singing the first two verses, and then we will pause. Verse together before we sing. When my feet shall reach the open door, Jesus is my light and song. When life's pilgrimage on earth is o'er, Jesus is my light and song. This through countless years my song shall be love for him who sets the prisoner free, love for him who gave his life for me. Jesus is my light and song.
I'm
Certainly Jesus is our light and song. I can hear that this morning. And as we continue, we're going to do the chorus in Grace Alone. And we'll sing it through twice. And we are blessed. We are blessed that we can go forth in grace alone with God. He does provide that grace. And as we come into a time of prayer, let's remember all the good things that God provides and the grace that he gives. There's a lot of people who are in need of prayer this week. If you look at the front of your bulletin, the list just keeps growing. And it's hard every week to see a new name on that list. And it's hard to see names that are still there. But we know that God will answer our prayer. So as we come together in prayer, let's remember those on our bulletin. Let us pray. Lord, you are the Lord of Lords and you are the light. You come to us in our darkest moments. You come to us with hope. You come to us with grace. But Lord, you come to us with an understanding that you know these people we care about. You know the struggles we're coming through. And Lord, in this time, we look at the names here on this bulletin, just name after name, and we know that you know them all. We know that in your time, prayers will be answered. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for walking with us and guiding us, helping those who are ill, being with the family of those who are ill and giving them strength. Lord, we come to you with hurts of our own, with sorrow, with even good things, Lord. And we praise you for the good things. We praise you that you will continue to provide and be with us. And Lord, in this time, we just ask a blessing on friends, family, church family. Lord, grant us healing. Grant us peace. Grant us comfort. You know all. You see all. You light our path when the way seems unbearable. But most of all, Lord, you love us. And you love those whom we love. So, Lord, just be with us as we continue to pray and be with others. In your name, we ask a blessing and a prayer. Amen.
Good morning. It seems like forever. And somebody said to me as they would come in this morning, oh, you're back on the announcements? I said, well, unless I can hide in the office and pretend I'm not here, I guess so. But looking at what's coming up in the near future, inside your bulletin is the announcement of our anniversary. That's coming up on June the 6th to the 9th, beginning on the Thursday with the Evergreen Barbecue. Sign-up sheet is outside the office. Put your name on there if you're planning on being there. On Friday, there's a youth night, and it's rather interesting because it says, Trivial Pursuit meets Snakes and Ladders. I'd be curious just to find out what that means, but I don't think I qualify for the youth event. Then there's a breakfast on Saturday morning at 8:30 for the men, and then the ladies' event on the Saturday at 1:30. And the announcement says it's a free event, but you need a ticket. So if you're interested in that Saturday afternoon ladies' event, which says it's going to, Commissioner Debbie is going to be there as the guest speaker, but there's a special feature, strawberry shortcake, tea and coffee. So if you're interested, please see Deborah, Grace, Judy, or Tracy, and they will give you a ticket so that you'll be included in that number. I'm sure it's a limited number anyway. Then that Saturday evening at 7, there is a anniversary drama. I don't know any more than it's an anniversary drama, so at the moment, it's Come and See in the evening at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday, Commissioners Lee and Debbie will be here as our guests for the Sunday morning service, followed by a catered lunch. Tickets are $10 per person. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to access the tickets this morning. We came in and somebody said, do you know where they are? And I said, well, the last I heard from Rose was they're in her desk drawer, but the desk drawer is locked. So I know that Major Lily has been taking names down. If you're interested, just let her know, and she'll make note that we'll make sure you have tickets next week. I will see what's happening with the tickets during this week. Apart from that, it's normal activities as they go. no walk aerobics tomorrow because it is the holiday. And now we will take up the tithes and offering. Let's pray. Lord, this morning we thank you. We thank you that as we come to worship, a very important part of our worship is our gifts back to you through our tithes and offering. And we ask that they be used and blessed through us by you to further your kingdom. For we ask it in your name. Amen.
So we are going to sing Jesus Bids Us Shine. I encourage you to stand if you can. And we are singing all three verses all the way through.
Didn't know when I came into church that I'd be reading the scripture, but that is great because I like to do that. But we're reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6 to 16. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, so we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. May God bless his word.
Thank you.
you to the band. That was wonderful. So we are going to sing another song, and you may remember this from childhood, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Apparently there are actions, and you are going to try to follow me. If you know better actions, please feel free to do them, and I might follow you. If you want to stand, you're again welcome to stand.
Coming up, Owen? We need your help. Hi, Pumpkin. Okay. I have no props today. I did, but I put them away. Okay, come over here. When I have a birthday cake, what's on it?
What's on the birthday cake? Candle.
Candles. What happens when everybody sings happy birthday? What happens after that?
What happens after we sing happy birthday?
We give them presents. What do we do to the candles? We blow them out. And then we eat cake. But are those candles any good? Can we use them again? We can't? Sure we can. We can light the candles again, right? And then we can have people sing happy birthday and we can have a cake again, right? Well, when we are lighting that candle, you have to remember, you know what? You're a candle and you're a candle. And Jesus is the light. So on the dark days and you feel down and depressed because you didn't get an A on a math test and you didn't get the toy at the dollar store, remember, Jesus is going to light the candle. Okay, he's going to light it again, and you guys are going to keep shining for Jesus, and you're going to keep shining and being yourselves. Okay, let's have a little prayer, and then you guys can go sit down. Dear Jesus, thank you for being the light in our lives, and help us to be the light in others so that they can come to know you. Amen.
This morning, I am sure, after we've sung all of these songs about light, and even reminded of the birthday cake candle, that we can always come back to the Lord and he will keep that light burning. But as Karen alluded to this morning in her prayer, some of us have come this morning with heavy, heavy hearts. Some of us have been affected by the outside world, and some of us have loved ones who are affected by the things of the world. We sang already this morning, why should life a weary journey seem? Jesus is my light and song. Why should I cross a burden's deem? Jesus is my light and song. All the way is marked by love divine. Round my path the rays of glory shine. Christ himself companion is of mine. Jesus is my light and song. And the scripture, we are pressed on every side. We read that this morning. Did you feel that feel? Pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. God is faithful. Thank you.
a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy away the many times I could not pray. Still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, still my God, he was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, he is waiting with open arms, and I see once again, he's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy,
Deborah, for that beautiful reminder that he's been faithful to us. I don't know how many of you have friends or family in Fort McMurray today. This past week has been a little trying, while going on Facebook and seeing all my friends and family that have been evacuated from their homes yet again due to the wildfires. So I'm going to ask as a church family today if we can stand together. This is not on the order of service, but I ask that we can stand, and we're going to sing the chorus a cappella, "Bless Them Now." And I want us to think about all those who are being affected. Think about the first responders. Think about the families and friends who are just leaving their homes, not knowing if they're going to be able to go back or not. And also think about the Salvation Army, the Emergency Disaster Services, as they are being deployed right now. I haven't heard, David, I don't know if you've heard anything. I haven't heard of any outside of province calls, but I'm sure within the province there's been a number of calls. And just a few weeks ago, a few of us gathered for training, and we've seen some of the pictures of what they go through. So this morning, as we sing "Bless Them Now" a cappella, and then I'm going to pray for the people in Fort Mac as they face this today. Someone want to start for me, please? Bless them now, bless them now. Heavenly Father, bless them now, bless them now, bless them now. Heavenly Father, dear God, we come to you this morning. Lord, we pray for those in Fort McMurray who are facing the wildfires yet again this season. So early in the season again. And Lord, we just pray that as they face the unknowns, Lord, we pray that they will know they're in your hand and that you are there and you are comforting them. Lord, for those who are serving the people, whether it be first responders, whether it be the Salvation Army, Lord, we pray you will bless them, protect them, and use them. We pray this in your name. Amen. So for those who are like timing the preacher, you may start your timer now. That first part was not a part of the sermon. In case you haven't told, we are all going to be speaking today about light and how important light is to us. When we look at the Bible, we see that light is mentioned over 200 times. And how important it is. Karen did a great job putting the call to worship together, where we've seen all the different scriptures of God. And from the beginning, God created light. Have you ever walked into a room, and as you walk through it, it's light, it's great, you feel comfortable, but then all of a sudden the light goes out? I remember as a junior firefighter back home, part of our training, we were brought to the training house, and we were told to walk through a room. So we were like, yeah, this is great. This is easy. Here we go. We walked through the room, and as we got through, we got to the other end, the lights went out. So there was about 10 of us, and we stood there, and we looked around and went, uh-oh, what do we do now? Training officer from the other side of the room says, come back to me. No, that's not happening. He just turned out the lights. What's between us and him? Remember, it was only like 2 minutes ago we walked that path. It took us about 10 minutes to walk back. We walked very slowly, reaching out, seeing what was in front of us. We were scared. We were afraid that, of course, we knew our training officer. We knew that he was a bit of a jokester, so we were afraid of what he was going to put in front of our path and what we were going to trip over. But we made it back safely. Well, most of us. We all survived, but a couple of us did trip, and, well, yes, we did laugh. This morning, let me ask you, are you walking through this life without light? Are you facing trials and temptations today without light? If you are, let me ask you why. For as we see on our slide, Jesus lights the way even in the darkest night. What are you facing today? What trial are you facing? Is it financial? Is it health? Is it family matters? Whatever it is, remember, you're not going through it alone. When we look at the scripture, we are reminded in Psalms 119 that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our paths. The Psalms are telling us here, psalmist is telling us here to follow God's teachings, and he will not lead us into darkness. As we are reminded in John 12, when Jesus said, I have come into the world as light, so that no one, and I want to repeat that, no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Again, I ask you, are you in that darkness this morning? In our scripture this morning, Paul is telling the church that yes, we will face trials. That yes, we will feel abandoned. That yes, we will be ridiculed. But friends, we're not alone. We have God. It is often in our darkest hour that the light of God's presence shines the brightest. Take a moment to think about a moment in your life that was dark. A moment in your life that you were ready to say, that's it, I'm done. I quit. Enough's enough. What brought you through? I pray it was that light, the light of God. Graham and I have had a lot of chats over the last little while, and anyone that knows my feelings about Graham, don't get too nervous, Graham. I will speak good. Graham's a great bandmaster, a great friend, but also a great spiritual leader. And in our conversations, we've talked about how, yes, God's light's shining on us, but there's another light shining on this church today. And unfortunately, it's the devil's light. We are in his spotlight. For friends, he sees growth here. He sees strength here. He sees power in this church. I want you to look around and see the number of people that are here on a long weekend. I want you to think about over this past year, the number of soldiership enrollments we've had. I know of two for sure. Diane, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But we had two enrollment services, one of which Karen and I were blessed to be a part of. We're a growing church. And for that reason, the devil's attacking us. But I praise God that in his strength and as people of God and with our strength, we will push through. We will be victorious. We will praise him. And the devil, he's got no chance. For St. Catherine's Corps, we're going to grow. We're going to move forward. We have an amazing pastor who's not with us today, but most of you, I'm sure, are saying, thank God he's back next week. I know I am. But Major Don can only do so much. Yes, amazing pastor, amazing leader, but he needs us. Each one of us need to be in prayer together. Deborah did a great job last week reminding us we need to come together and we need to spur forward together in his strength. So today, when you're facing something, let me ask you, what is that you're facing? And friends, will we crack? Will we be broken? Yes. Sometimes, will we say, I'm done? Yes. But again, Paul is telling us in his scripture that we are like jars of clay. I am not an artist, a potter, or anything. Believe me. I'm not a carpenter. I'm nothing. But I think about a jar of clay, a jar. And when you do something to that jar and it cracks, if you're me, you're throwing it away. You're saying, that's it, it's done. If you're Karen, she's probably sitting there going, how do I fix this? I can fix this. And if she has the right tools, she's going to fix it. Well, we have the right tool. We have God. And when we crack, when we break, he will fix us. The chorus says, Lord, take me again to the house of the potter. Mold me and shape me and make me, I pray. Make me a vessel fit for thy service. This morning, is that your prayer? That he will make you a vessel fit for thy service. How is your heart this morning? How is your heart for God? Are you in tune with him? If you are, my second point this morning is, if we're in tune with God, well, we need to shine for him. We need to shine in a world that is dark. Go on Facebook. Drive around this region. Go on TV. You will see darkness all around us. I mentioned Fort Mac and what's happening there. If you drive around this region, you see the homelessness. You hear of the drug issues. Or then if you turn on the TV and you see the wars overseas, what a dark, dark world we're in today. But friends, again, we will not be defeated because we've got the power in the name of Jesus. And we're called forward. And we're called by God not to be saved to sit. Our S's don't stand for saved to sit. It stands for saved to serve. And how do we serve him? We serve him by shining in this dark, dark world. If I was to stand here this morning and say, I'm always positive, I know two ladies for sure that would start cracking up laughing, and probably a lot more. There's times I'm negative, a lot of times. Is my light really shining for God in a bright way that way? I don't think so. We need to be positive. Think about it. If you're talking to a friend and they say, so you say you go to church on Sunday. Yeah, I do. Well, why? I don't know, just because I have to. What do you mean you have to? Well, it's the thing I started doing as a kid and I grew up doing it, so I do it now. Yeah, and life really sucks. How are we shining? What are we doing there? For that person that you're talking to, we are the church. They won't come into this building very often. They're probably not attending any church very often. We need to shine for Jesus. We need to show that this life that we live is a bright, happy, joyful life. Will we face trials and temptations? 110%. But will we be victorious? 110%. So this morning, I challenge you, this week as we go forward, and I challenge myself that as we talk to people, that instead of being a downer, we be up. And we say, yes, I serve a risen Savior. And yes, I'm facing this trial. However, I'm facing it with God, and I know I'm going to get through it. For God is my strength. In 2 Timothy, I invite you to turn with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy 6 and 7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel, for the power of God. In his word, we're being told to go into this world, this dark, dark world, and shine, to burst forth in flame, so that those who think that this world is pointless will know it's not. For we have a Savior. We have a Savior who cares, who loves us, and who is there for us. Jesus didn't save us, again, for us to sit. He saved us so he could use us. Matthew 5, 14. You, and this is Jesus speaking, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Remember? Hide it under a bush. Oh, no, I'm going to let it shine. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father in heaven. The chorus says, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. With this power, I challenge you again, I challenge myself to go forth, to bring the light, to bring life, to bring love to this dark world. In closing this morning, I want to ask you again, how is your light shining? I want to ask you again, how is that fire burning deep within your heart? Is it starting to dimmer down? Is there something that's pulling you back? Is there something that's making you think, why am I doing this? I can tell you why. It's because God still loves you. No matter what you're facing, He still cares. And us, as your church family, we care. We're here for you. We want to pray with you. And we want to celebrate with you when we get through to the bright sides. If that fire is not burning bright this morning, I invite you to come. I invite you to come and spend time with Christ. Leave it with Him. Ask Him to relight that fire that used to burn so deep within. Ask Him to show you the way and to use you so that others can see the way. Again, this morning, I want you to think of friends and family who maybe this week you should be talking to because they need to see the light. They're not going to come here. They'll come up with every single reason not to go to church on a Sunday, but they won't come up with reasons not to speak with you. So I invite you to think about those people. And this week, message to them. You don't have to take the Bible and smack them upside the head with it. Message to them in the way that you speak. When you're speaking about life, speak about it in a positive way. And tell them, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares. And He understands. The song says, it's on the back here. Light up the world. You step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope for a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. As we sing this as a time of reflection, I want you to think about your lives and think about those around you. And again, are you here to worship Him?
Thank you.
Can we sing the chorus one more time, please? God, that is our united prayer, that you are altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to us. Dear Lord, as we go forth this week, may we go forth in your strength. May we face this world with your power. And Lord, may we be the light that will shine for you. So Lord, we just pray you will bless us and use us in every way. We pray in your name. Amen.
I invite the band to join us again. I do pray that we are light in the darkness to that one person in your life. May you be the light. Reach out to them. Be God's light.
Just as we're concluding, not only do we say thank you to Karen and Jamie this morning, but this is a very important special announcement for this week, and I didn't include it with the announcements of all the anniversary, but on Friday and Saturday this week, it's our spring cleanup. There are multiple lists on the bulletin board of those little tasks that need to be done to freshen up our building. So if you've got an hour or two on Friday or Saturday, pop in and perhaps choose one of those tasks on the list, get it done, sign it off, and we will have a wonderful spring cleanup where our building will be sparkling even more so because we get to do all those little dust bunny corners that we have to do at home too.
Unfortunately, I will be away this Friday, Saturday. But I do... Oh, apparently I'm working through band practice. I do encourage you to come and come with someone. It's always more fun when there's two or three people working together. So as we conclude our service today, just remember that you are the light. Jesus said you are the light. We are the light in this dark world. So we will sing, Lord, the light of your love is shining. We will sing it all the way through. Again, you're welcome to stand if you want. And there is a four-bar introduction, so it gives us a chance to breathe before we start to sing.